starters and playing the way you guys play it, you know, technically really didn't have a lot of meaning in terms of the playoffs.
I mean, it was a huge game. It was our you know, it was a home game, Sunday night football, and against the Bears, who is a very talented team. They've had some great wins this year, and you know, it was another opportunity to go out there and play football. And anytime you have an opportunity to go out there and play football, it's something special. So it was great to go out there and get a great team win. Guys played well on all sides of the ball, and you know, we'll enjoy this for 24 hours and then move forward on to Dallas.
I think maybe Andrews, I apologize, but the start you guys had to come out from the beginning, just kind of take control from the get-go. How nice was it to see that when you had that kind of start?
I mean, it's great to start. I think we scored, you know, on three straight possessions. The defense did a great job of, you know, giving us great field position. And when you can start the game with 21 points, you know, every time your offense is out there, you're scoring touchdowns, it allows the defense to do more, you know, blitzes, different things. And they really put a lot of pressure on Jay all day. And, you know, it was great. I mean, Donnie Jones, I think, broke the Eagles' record for punts inside the 20. You know, our defense scored. Running the ball, I thought the key today on offense was our offensive line. They did a great job of, you know, pass pro, opening the seams for the run game. Shady, Bryce, and Chris did a great job in the run game.
Nick, what did you learn from that first Dallas game?
You know, you can't let one game defeat you. And if I know anything about myself, I'm going to keep fighting. I know anything about this team, they're going to keep fighting. You learn from it. You learn from, you know, mistakes in games. You learn from games like that, and, you know, you move forward. And the team kept together. We stayed together as a team. The coaching staff did a great job. Everybody at the NovaCare Center did a great job of really keeping the, you know, beat of the team going. And we've built every week. We're continuing to build. We still have a lot of work to do, so we're going to look at this film in a critical way to see where we can improve, you know, if I can make better decisions to put us in a better position, stuff like that. So, you know, we look at the film like we did the Minnesota game. We lost that game, we won this game, but we got to be critical and we have to keep getting better.
That being said, do you relish the opportunity to erase that game and in turn win the division?
I'm just excited to play another game. I'm excited to go down to Dallas and, you know, play them. That's a big game. I know what's on the line. Everybody knows what's on the line. So, you know, we have a big week of preparation ahead of us. They had a huge win today, coming from behind and doing what they did. So we have a, you know, big week ahead of us, and I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited for the opportunity to play in another game. The good Lord's allowed me to, you know, play today, and hopefully he'll allow me to play next week.
How different is this team today from the last time you guys played Dallas?
We've grown together. When you have a new coaching staff, you have new players, you're going to grow. You're going to have growing pains. You're going to have good moments. You're going to have bad moments, and the key to them is, how are you going to respond to each moment? When the good moments happen, are you going to get too high and then get smacked down, or are you going to stay steady, stay even keel? I think the team and the coaches have done a great job of really keeping us even keel, keep working every week. You know, they don't slack off. We're going to work hard every week. We know what our preparation is going to be like. It's not going to change. They demand the same amount every week. Win or lose, we got to keep it the same. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep getting better. And, you know, it's a, like I've said before, it's a great place to play, and it's an honor to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
How much do you use the tape from that first Cowboys game to prepare for next week's matchup?
I mean, it's definitely going to be in our cut-ups, and, you know, I'm going to go through it and watch it and just see what happened and once again. And, you know, because it worked for them the first time, I don't see why they wouldn't change anything. And, you know, obviously as the season goes on, they probably add new blitzes, new schemes into it. So we have to prepare and study the film since then. But, you know, can't let what happened in the last game affect us. You know, we got to keep building. We've grown together as a team and as people. You know, the most important thing is we're people. We're in that locker room. There's personalities, and we're bonding together throughout this season, and we're playing for each other. And that's how you win games, is you play for the man next to you. And we have a great team, and, you know, we need a great week of preparation for us.
Nick, I think you once said that one thing you did the most for your rookie season this season is knowing when to throw the ball away, when you don't got to play to burn the pass. I think your first three incompletions weren't because you missed a receiver, because you burned the ball wide.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about how you progressed in that area.
I mean, you always want to make a play. You know, as a quarterback, you always want to make a play, and sometimes you force things, and you learn the hard way. And I have learned the hard way. I've forced balls before. But you just watch and film and just understand the game and just strategy. You know, it's not bad to throw away a ball. It's actually really good. They're NFL players. They're very talented. Their coaches do a great job of preparing. So sometimes when you play in a game, the team is probably going to have you locked down once or twice. So it's in those decisions, you scramble, and are you smart with the ball, or do you throw it away and you live to play another down? So it's just one of those things that you, as you mature, as you play this game, and something that I've, you know, been preached, my dad's preached it since I was a little kid, is, you know, live to play the next down. And, you know, sometimes it's hard because you are a competitor, but it is smart to live to play the next down because it puts your team in a great opportunity to succeed.
Nick, you broke the 21 for 25, 84% from the franchise record for most accurate game. My name was quarterback. Does stuff mean anything at this point?
I'm happy we got the win. It was fun. We had a great time tonight playing on Sunday Night Football in our, you know, home stadium. And the fans were awesome. It was a great team win. You put up 54 points in defense, you know, got a, you know, Boykin scored. You know, all our running backs were all over the place. It was fun to play. It was fun to get a team win. It was fun to play together and be out there with my teammates. And that's what I cherish most. I don't care about the records. I want to win with my teammates, and we had a great win tonight.
In terms of, you knew the Cowboys had ball at one, so you knew you weren't going to be able to play. So talk about balancing that aspect of it and coming out and being focused for the whole game.
Hey, we get to play football. We get to go out there and play football on Sunday Night Football. That didn't matter. I said earlier in the week, you know, I know the meaning behind it, but if you're worrying about the meaning throughout a game, you can't play. You got to worry about that opponent. The Chicago Bears are a great opponent, and we went out there and we played together as a team and we executed. And I'll tell you what, the energy was the same. You know, it was going to be the same no matter what. The guys were ready to play, and that's how we have to be every week. We have to prepare the same every week. We have to push each other every week, and we have to play for one another every week, and we'll put ourselves in a good position. So it was a blessing to be out there and play, you know, yet another game.
You mentioned the offensive line. You got hit a little bit last week. Do you feel like those guys challenged themselves this week to do a better job in pass pro?
Yeah, they take a lot of pride. You know, they don't like it when I get hit, and, you know, they're, you know, they take it personally, and I'm very fortunate to have five amazing linemen, five amazing people blocking for me, and they block their hearts out every, you know, every time we play. So they did a great job tonight. I was proud of them. It was fun out there playing with them, and you know, I know that they're going to be ready to go this next week.
Your approach is a little bit, your position is a little bit different now going into this Dallas game than it was the last time. You hadn't been given the starting job the rest of the year yet at that point. Do you look at this game next week and prepare differently for that than you did the first time around against the Cowboys mentally?
I think that I've grown throughout each game. I think just as a player and a person, I've continued to grow, and I will as long as I play this game. I'm going to try to get better every week. Like I said, you know, you get 0.01% better every day. It's going to add up eventually. And, you know, I have grown since that game, and I'm going to prepare the way I prepare every week. I'm not going to go change just because of what happened the first time. I'm going to work every day to get better. I'm going to work every day with my teammates because it's a team game. We have to play together to win. It can't be one guy out there doing everything. You know, we're at our best when we play as a team, and that's the key. That's why it's the greatest team game in the world, is because you have to play team football to win games.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you all.